Benoit, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure being with you.
Now, what exactly is happening in regards to the Minneapolis Police Department at the moment?
Well, it's a very good question, and your lead-up, as it were, was accurate in the sense that in Minneapolis there's been a decision made on the part of 9 council members, including, of course, the president, that they would like to disband the police force in the city. They have admitted as much, and the president's admitted as much, that they're not entirely sure what it's going to look like so far, because this is a statement of intent as opposed to an actual move that's been made yet, but they're certainly intending to do so. And what the suggestion seems to be is going to be moving funding, for example, away from the police force, so defunding it and then moving into community programs. Now, it does seem like a radical proposition, but I think what people should remember is that some of these experiments have been tried before, where the focus is on the police force, not as the user of force as such, but actually as community participants. So the idea of community policing, so they're more actual protectors as opposed to the use, the imposing presence that we tend to see in the customary visage, as it were.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think I remember reading the other day, I might be wrong, that in New York there was a police strike, and in that time crime actually went down.
Yes, and in fact, it's interesting you mentioned the New York Police Department. There were studies actually done on levels of policing as to how proactive they would be and whether they took a more distant approach. By that, I mean not actually as aggressive on the ticketing, as aggressive on the summary charging of individuals and so on. A publication that was actually put out in Nature in 2017, and it revealed a dramatic decline in everything from actual instances of crime, but also instances of complaints, which is, of course, the very big problem here with policing. That's one example, but then a very interesting example, which is worth looking at, and I'm sure those in Minneapolis would be keeping their eyes on it. It's an experiment that's been run in Camden, New Jersey, which is rather near Philadelphia. And in this particular instance, the entire force was disbanded a few years ago, given a full retrain, a full refitting, as it were, for county-level police force with an emphasis on community values and sharing. So the focus is to mingle with residents rather than charge them or engage in that sort of level. And there have been some dramatic results there, something like a dramatic fall in crime, a fall in the murder rate of 2/3 and something like that. So it's worth noting that this is possible, even though it does seem quite remarkable as a statement at the moment.
Absolutely. And now, so you mentioned before that this is really just a proposition for the time being, hasn't happened yet. So how exactly would the local council members go about disbanding the department?
Well, yes, and this is again one of those logistical things. It's certainly going to be something they'll have to look at in terms of course, the budget and allocation of funds and so on. They will have to take measures that deal with the way money is allocated. That's one of the most important things. And it may be that it's not going to be a total disbanding. It may be a divestment of funds and a reallocation of funds from the police force. They may have a more skeleton force, because there are several methods they could do this or approach this with. But one less radical method is divestment. So they start reducing the funding to the police force as it is, focus on retraining, focus on realigning their interests and so on, but then readjust the spending priorities into other goals such as education, jobs, the focus on mental health and so on. In Minneapolis itself, there are already certain groups that might emphasize, advocacy groups, that is, that emphasize the abolition of the police force, but a group called MPD 150 insists on trying to refocus the first responder to a particular crisis as focusing on mental health, social workers, and victim advocates rather than, of course, the police. So it's probably going to come in stages. It's probably going to come in levels of funding because, of course, let's face it, if there's no funding for force, there's no force.
Absolutely. So you just explained what kind of would take its place in terms of a law enforcement body or at least just community support body. Would you be able to run us through the potential upshots or ramifications of such a decision?
Well, I mean, the given the fact that it's going to be done, if it is done in Minneapolis, is going to be certainly very critical in the broader approach to policing. So if this is in fact going to be the case, it's going to certainly challenge, you know, the way one thinks in the context of policing more broadly, because what this attacks, of course, what this is confronting is the notion of the police as stewards, as protectors, because essentially there's an admission being made here that they are not caretakers and protectors, but they're essentially the agents of brutality themselves. And it does, of course, go back to a deep-seated problem in U.S. police culture generally, and also specifically in southern states, where there is this toxic legacy, this poison from the slave days, of course, when police forces were essentially auxiliary vigilante groups that were in the hire of plantation owners to keep slaves in check and to, of course, hunt down escaped slaves. So there's a very deep resentment that links policing to that particular culture. So you may have to see it in the specific historical context there. And so if this is actually successful, if this does take place, then you can expect others probably to also try to do it. But, you know, there will be opposition. There will be, as there already has been, voiced opposition against the Minneapolis move. County sheriffs, for example, in the vicinity in Minnesota have said that, well, if you are going to disband these forces, don't expect us to send assistance when you have a problem, when you have a public order problem. So this is something that's going to play out in different ways, and we'll have to see how that, what shape that takes.
Of course. And I mean, like, you know, we've seen so many videos online that there's quite a lot of beauty in this happening right now, just because everybody's got a camera on their phone, so we can actually see everything that's happening. And there's so many videos coming out of more police brutality during these protests, and even war crimes being committed by the police. Although promises of disbanding the force have been kind of dominating the news cycle, is it likely that we would see such a step actually taken, and even taken further than just Minneapolis?
Yes, and that's just it. The big question is whether there is a momentum here that is going to be sustained, or whether this is simply the rage of the moment. And it has been seen before. There were suggestions made in 2014 when there were, of course, the huge protests in Ferguson, Missouri, which was also very much along with police brutality, and then that sort of died out. So whether there is a momentum to be sustained, or whether there is an element of posturing on the part of politicians who, of course, feel they need to do something in light of the outrage that's happened. And it's a very serious situation, of course. And so the suggestion on the part of the Minneapolis city councilors is that they want to do something. But whether this is sustainable is a big question. So it's one thing to make, of course, promises and affirmations, but it's another to carry them through. But as I've said, it has been experimented with and done with quite a degree of success in Camden, New Jersey, so there's no reason why it could not necessarily be undertaken. But there are many other agencies at play here. There'll be others, of course, putting pressure on not changing anything and suggesting that, well, you tinker with a few things on the side, perhaps with the funding model, perhaps with other things, with training, but essentially leave the police structure intact. And that will be, of course, the big debate.
Of course. Well, Benoit, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.